Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
Welcome to TC Live on a Tuesday night, Wednesday morning in Cincinnati. We are presented by Cadillac. The rain on Monday made for a jam-packed lineup today. First and second round matches on all eight courts at the Western and Southern Open. Here's what's on the way. It's comeback season. Anjouberre, back for the first time since Wimbledon, needed to dig out of a dire situation in the third set. See how she did it. Plus, with the U.S. Open right around the corner, Tommy Paul is at a career high in climbing. Could TP keep the good vibes going? And Gael Monfils may have the best hops in tennis history, but we turn back the clock to see who was flying high back in the day. You don't want to miss these legends at work. It is another edition of TC After Dark. Come on into our studios here in Santa Monica, California. The purple tones are strong. Steve Weissman, alongside Shanda Rubin. We did not plan this.
We did not. We didn't talk.
None of it.
We didn't give either one a word.
ESP, we've got our thing going. Andy Roddick, is he wearing a purple T-shirt? That's what we want to find. No.
It's close enough.
All right. It's a dark tee.
I didn't get the memo. Where was I?
There was no memo. We just thought, you know, after a few days, we'd all be on the same page. It's okay, Roddick. We'll get it together tomorrow. It's past 1 a.m. where you're at. Thanks for staying up with us. What'd you think of Carlos Alcaraz? Obviously, three-set match pushed by Jordan Thompson, but gets his 50th win of the year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I love the Chuckster right along with the rest of the tennis world, but I thought he was pretty spotty tonight. I thought his forehand was a little off. He couldn't the misses were all different, right? You can kind of see if someone's finding their range, they'll miss, you know, long, and then they have to adjust, or short, and then they have to hit it a little deeper. He was smothering the ball sometimes. Sometimes the forehand was going long. Sometimes it was a shank. But all that being said, still found a way to win, and he's done that. He hasn't looked his best. Canada last week was a little angsty. Tonight kind of was finding his range. A ton of unforced errors, right? Played this match like a heart rate monitor, but still figured out a way to win and gave himself a chance to get better throughout the week.
We always talk about if you can win with your B, C game, that's the mark of a champion right there. We'll have the full highlights from Carlitos Alcaraz later, but we start with the women's returning champion, Caroline Garcia, taking on Sloane Stephens for the seventh time, Chanda, third here in Cincy.
Yeah, you never know what kind of pressure a player will feel coming back to a place where they had such success. This is where it all started for Caroline Garcia, and she got off to a good start, really leaning on her shots, able to control the baseline, didn't give up too much ground. But Stephens able to turn the tables and get more aggressive. It was Stephens who started dictating, using the forehand, which is such a big weapon for her. And she was pumped. And when you have an energetic Sloane Stephens, watch out for the rest of the field. She was outlasting Garcia in some of these rallies. And again, the forehand, she was looking for that as a weapon. You could tell she wanted it, and that was key. And once she got that break of serve, had a chance to serve it out, and she did not miss. Another terrific play, closing it out at the net. And this reaction, you gotta love it. That's as pumped as we have seen Sloane Stephens in I don't know how long, and it was good to see.
That's what it means. First top 10 win since beating Garcia in Guadalajara last year.
What was it about your game tonight that made you so dangerous against her?
Yeah, I knew I just had to stay focused. We've played plenty of times in our career. We're similar age. We grew up playing together. So I knew what I needed to come out here and do, and I just tried to stick with it. It was pretty frustrating in the first set, but I just tried to battle back and find a way, and that's what I did.
She's moving on. How about Caroline Wozniacki back where she played her first ever WTA event when she was 15 years old, facing Varvara Grecheva, who got in when Elena Svitolina pulled out with a foot injury, Jana.
Yeah, it's always dangerous playing against a player who's really got nothing to lose and everything to gain, and that's where Grecheva was. She was stepping in, took that backhand early, got the first set under her belt, and that was a big advantage. I mean, we have been so impressed with Caroline Wozniacki, the matches she's played, so few under her belt, and she's looked good. But this was just a different type of matchup, and some of those shots falling in from Grecheva, and Wozniacki just couldn't quite get the rhythm. Impressive from Grecheva, taking advantage of getting another chance in the draw, and she moves on.
Yeah, Grecheva saved all 9 break points she faced. We'll see Caro in New York City. Meantime, Ons Jabeur back on court for the first time since that Wimbledon final, and he started quickly against Angelina Kalinina, but then needed a massive comeback here in the third.
Yeah, down 5-1. I mean, it looks like she's going to lose, right? See if she's going to lose. 5-2, she's going to lose. Right, Steve?
No.
She's going to lose?
No, not going to lose.
No,
not yet.
She's not going to lose. She's going to keep going. I don't know. Let's try again at 5-4. Maybe at 5-4, with Kalinina serving for the match, she's going to lose. Maybe it's just too much for her.
I'm going to say no.
Maybe not. Maybe.
Maybe in the time.
Maybe they get to a breaker and she actually plays from ahead and actually pulls this match out. She didn't look like she was feeling great physically. Maybe the first match in the heat, but fought the entire way, struggled in that third set and somehow hung on. Didn't lose. Didn't look like it was going to be. And really toughed this one out and said, brains, Steve, brains. That's why I won.
She actually said she thought about Venus Williams and how she came back yesterday to inspire her to victory. This is a player, Chanda, who's made 3 of the last 5 major finals. So I don't believe it's a matter of if, but when she finally wins that Grand Slam. But what will get her there?
I think more inspiring words from Andy Roddick.
Okay, okay.
That's going to be a key as well. You got to love Ons Jabeur. I mean, she is such a likable player. She is, you know, such a great player to watch on court as a fan. But you know how good she is. And she is due to win a major. I think it's only a matter of time, but it's step by step. And I think a match like this, that has to help. The fact that she didn't play her best tennis, but she battled, she fought, she hung in there. That, I think, relaxes any player, especially early in the week. This was her first match with her having the bye, so that's always a little bit of a disadvantage at times, I guess, against a player who's had a match under their belt. So I think for Jabeur, she can take a lot of positives, and it can only get better from where she was at certain times in that match. So I mean, she's got all the game. It's just about putting it together.
Andy, she said she had happy tears when she read your beautiful message that you sent her after Wimbledon. What did you make of the way she was able to fight back today?
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's going to be a bit of a mental hangover for Wimbledon. It's not surprising that we haven't seen her since that disappointing loss in the final there. And it just looked like she was, you know, kind of finding her game in the first 2 sets. And frankly, she looked exhausted at the end of the second set, right? First time getting in the heat after Wimbledon. You kind of have to play your way into it, but she just hasn't had the match reps yet. But to kind of not take a pass on this week and not kind of just, you know, fast forward and focus on the U.S. Open is a credit to her, is a credit to the way she problem solves, kind of switched up her game a little bit more, started getting in a little bit more there in the third set. So to overcome that, but the thing with these Masters 1000s, you got to turn it around real quick, especially in this summer one with Canada and Cincinnati. So curious to see how she holds up physically and is able to recover.
She is such a fan favorite. Prakash was saying when he interviewed her after, most fans around the desk there in Cincinnati for Ons Jabeur. Meantime, the top-ranked American man was in action. Taylor Fritz playing his first match in Cincy. Fritz, second on tour this year in hard court wins, Andy, had an epic first-set tiebreak against Yuri Lehechka.
And 2 feet underneath, set position. Welcome to the Fritz Thunderdome. He will give it an absolute ride, Steve, but looked a little dicey last week in Canada. Said maybe he was a little fatigued. He's played a very, very heavy schedule this year. You couldn't tell by the way he ran that ball down, but Lehechka was able to cover line. That's what they always tell us is cover line, Steve. But forehand is automatic when he can get that little kind of half check step on the 2 feet and then lets it rip. And Lehechka donated station at the end of that second set to give Fritz the first set, and Fritz looked very confident in the second set. Didn't want this one to go three sets, like a couple of matches in Canada. Coming forward, we don't talk about his transition game very often, but we do talk about that when he gets into position. Forehand was rolling. Said the conditions were kind of extreme today. Didn't maybe look at from TV, but Fritz looked good today. Closed it out in two.
29-8 on hard courts this year. Gets Lorenzo Sonego next. Meantime, Fritz buddy Tommy Paul knocking on the door of the top 10, Andy, hoping to get his first win, though, against Misha Kecmanovic.
Yeah, and listen, he maybe is a bit tired from last week. Obviously made the semis, but that's not going to affect this guy's athleticism. We don't talk about his athleticism enough in these discussions. Tommy Paul can absolutely move it around the court, and it feels like he's starting to make winning a habit, right, Steve, where he's coming in outside court after the main show last week and just goes through his paces, wins the big points, gets a 5-all in the first set, closes it up, gets a 4-all in the second set, steps up his game under the gun, is able to close it out into second set win. Tommy Paul, right where he left off last week in Canada, bring it home to Cincy.
And check out his photo shoot in Vanity Fair, by the way, as well. Good stuff. Got to pack that up. 24 winners, save both break points he faced. Gets Hugo Humbert next. Taking a look at the live rankings now on the ATP. And Tommy Paul, in 13th position right now, has a chance to crack the top 10 for the first time if he wins or makes the final this week. All the young Americans have really come up together, Chanda. They push each other. Fritz told Prakash that he sees one of the other guys do something, and that makes him believe that he can do it as well. Where do you think that Tommy Paul is going to end in the rankings this year? Because he sees Francis Tiafoe and Taylor Fritz both in the top 10.
Yeah, I think he'll be pretty close. I don't know if he'll quite get inside the top 10 by the end of the year. I mean, of course, you look at those guys on the list, and they're also playing some good tennis. But he doesn't have a lot of points to defend, especially when you consider, you know, these weeks going into the U.S. Open. We talked about him having gotten to the third round of the U.S. Open last year. So there's some space to work with if the draw falls right and, you know, things operate in his favor. But I think he's playing the kind of tennis that you need to play to get inside the top 10. You think about how he started the year getting to the semifinals of the AO. It has been a big year for Tommy Paul, and that momentum, I think, is going to help him at this time of the year. And he has, for me, I mean, he plays a bigger game than a lot of people realize. I mean, we've thought of him at times as just this really super uber fast guy around the court who kind of counter punches. Sometimes he can step up, but most of the time he's defending. But he's been using the forehand. He's been getting after the serve more. He can come in and volley. I think he can play even bigger. And so I see a lot of upside for Tommy Paul.
Yeah, and another thing that we don't talk about, you don't actually ever see him winded, right? Like, he plays these long points against Carlos Alcaraz, plays long matches at the Aussie Open. I don't think we give him enough credit for where his fitness has gotten compared to where it was earlier in his career. Brad Stein's done a great job of making Tommy Paul an absolute professional to where he can back up a semifinal last week, come in, get right back to it, and not be satisfied, get right back to the winning. And so I think that's been the major change with Tommy Paul, is this, you know, lack of satisfaction with one big result, right? He goes right back to it, and that's why he's knocking on the door of the top 10 now.
All three of the top-ranked American men in action tomorrow. TP, Taylor Fritz, Francis Tiafoe. Of course, you can watch it right here on Tennis Channel. When we come back later in the show, we've got Chanda's FanDuel Pick of the Day. And by the way, it features none other than Tommy Paul. Plus, these three legends, rare air when it comes to records. But what about actual air? Jumpman, 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 these boys up to something. You won't believe these images later.
TC Live is presented by Cadillac. Be iconic.
Andy, Chanda, Steve back on TC Live After Dark. We are less than 2 weeks away from the year's final major, and Tennis Channel has you covered with the only pregame show in the biz. 2 hours of fun, interviews, analysis, predictions, and more. Starts at 9 a.m. Eastern. Myself, Chanda, Paul, John, a little bit of Prakash mixed in there as well. Maybe Andy will call into the show. It is going to be spectacular. Do not miss it, starting in just 13 days. Well, JC Ferrero in the gym with Carlos Alcaraz before the world number one took the court against Jordan Thompson, Andy.
I started laughing pretty hard when I saw this. Look at JCF doing wind sprints before the match. This is backwards. I thought the player was supposed to warm up and the coach. coach was supposed to stand around doing nothing, but out of the game, frankly, early on in this match, was lucky to sneak out the first set. You thought he might run away with it from there, but still didn't find his game in the second. Credit to Jordan Thompson. Play hustle, mix kind of this counter-punching style and getting to the net. Carlos Alcaraz, the last 15 minutes of this match, started Carlos Alcaraz. Very under, we talk about his power off both sides, the drop shots. We don't talk about his volleying enough. Feel net is the thing that actually won him this match, but like he's kind of creating a habit, he found a way to win. Far from his best stuff tonight, but finding it, he'll have a chance to get better.
Late night for Carlitos, but gets it done, and so does Chanda Rubin, another winner. Gael Monfils in three sets over Cam Norrie. You're up to nearly 25 Chanda bucks.
I can't believe Gael Monfils won. I can't believe I was correct on this one. But I love it. I mean, he's been playing terrific tennis. It's been fun to watch. Monfils is on the come up again.
And what do you have for tomorrow?
I'm putting another five on it. I kind of like that number right now. That's what I can afford. I think Tommy Paul, I think it'll be a trickier matchup maybe than on paper. Umber, it's lefties, he can serve in volley, he can be aggressive, but with the movement, the court coverage of Tommy Paul, I think he's going to edge him out, but we'll see where he is physically just from big week last week.
All right, TP, Chanda's got her Chanda bucks on you. How did Gael Monfils take care of business? A different type of gale force taking the court. Storming back up the rankings, the Frenchman gets it done. We've got all the highlights straight ahead.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Time now for a special Bloomberg update for Tennis Channel. Stocks fell in Tuesday's Wall Street session. The S&P 500, the Dow, and the Nasdaq all fell by about 1% or more. Now, there was a surprise rate cut in China ahead of disappointing economic weakness. Some investors worried that some of that weakness in China around the economy could spill over into the U.S. Also, August is a challenging time for U.S. stocks, and right now, the S&P 500 heading to its worst month of the year. In New York, Abigail Doolittle, Bloomberg News.
Well, August might be tough for stocks, but not for Gael Monfils. Coming off the quarterfinals in Toronto, the only player to take a set off the champ, Jannik Sinner, and today against 13 seed Cam Norrie, Andy.
Yeah, Norrie just came out and he was really solid. Gael felt like he was kind of tapping out. He bothered physically, looked like that, but what do we need, Steve? What fixes everything? Yeah. Tape. Just put tape. And he's going to run like Gael Monfils again right there. He's not quite sure, but he got better as the match went on. The tape did its job, Steve, just like it was supposed to. And Gael Monfils got a lot better. Just putting testing it. He should have gotten more tape. Away the second set there. Uncharacteristic for Cam Norrie. Made a bunch of errors in this third set. Gael did his best, you know, came up with shots like this, but then Cam Norrie started pressing a little bit. Later on in the set, missing kind of rally forehands, which is not the calling card of Cam Norrie, but couldn't be more impressed with Gael Monfils on the comeback trail. Looking great.
I need to get more tape in my life. Just like, fix everything.
Tape does its job.
He's going to get Alex De Minaur next because the Aussie, no let up, took out the local favorite, J.J. Wolf. Alexander Zverev beats Grigor Dimitrov for the fifth straight time. And Stevie Johnson gets your men's U.S. Open wildcard challenge. He is in New York City. On the women's side, your Cadillac tournament summary sees Danielle Collins getting a rematch with Iga Swiatek from the Montreal quarters. How about Kayla Day, Chanda, winning the challenge?
I love the tennis that Kayla Day has been playing this year, just gaining in confidence. All of these wins are adding up, and when you get to earn your spot, it's even better.
Kayla Day may be challenging for comeback player of the year on the WTA this year. Time to enter the social net. We teased it earlier. Here are some flying photos from yesteryear. Stefan Edberg, this is a beautiful photo of Stefan Edberg. Oh, that's well done. Well done, Jordan.
Well done. I get that. I see it. I get it.
but we're not done with him. Yannick Hangtime Noah. Okay, not as good as Edberg, but that's big ups there for the Frenchman.
That's creative. I love it.
And then what do we have here?
Okay, is that really hops?
Right Jumping there? Johnny.
That's
Mack.
Not hops.
Is that hops?
I've got thoughts on this, Roddick.
Well, I got thoughts on it too. It's an absolute tragedy that we don't have Pete Sampras doing his jumping overhead here.
Right.
Like maybe the biggest hops we've ever seen this side of Gail Monfils. The fact that Sampras isn't involved here makes me sad.
That would make me sad as well.
Talking about Sampras on the break, right?
Yeah. I mean, that guy did it all. I mean, the ultimate athlete. You see,
is Johnny Mack even hopping? He just kicked his legs up.
That's what you do when you're taking the photo on Runyon Canyon. You want to show people that, like, you know, you can jump really high, but you can't actually do it.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Edberg. I mean, he was just a phenomenal mover.
All right, Chanda's going Edberg. What's your pick?
I think I agree with Chanda. I think Edberg's got this one, and I agree that that's not a jump on the right.
All right, those are some hops. Well, we got some bonus. Some bonus ups, our own guy, Andy Roddick.
Yes.
I think you can fit a credit card under those.
No, I mean, obviously the left isn't a jump and the right is a fall. I mean, these are just tragic all around.
Andy, you are diving. That is proactive.
I am embarrassed by what I'm seeing and we should do something else.
Wait, Andy, what are you, 6'4"?
I'm 6'2", but
can you dunk?
Big man fall hard. Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Can you dunk a basketball?
I can't. I can only dunk donuts now, Steve.
And we need to get them as a sponsor. Here's what we have coming up for you on Wednesday. Live coverage, 11 a.m. Eastern. Bally's and T2 starts 2 hours later. And the three of us back maybe 11 p.m. Eastern, maybe 1 a.m. for Roddick. Who knows? Hot shot of the day next.
I love this. I want to see more.
Stop it.
I want to see
Stop
more.
It.
Air Andy.
Stop it. Stop it.
Roddick Ruben Weissman back on TC Live, presented by Cadillac. It is now time for our hot shot of the day. And as is often, Andy, with our hot shot, the man who gets it does not win the match.
This is shocking. It's just, I feel like the entire year has been either Fognini, Monfils, or Alcaraz. But look at this one. This was a cool one, Steve. One-handers are just cooler. They look better. The follow-through is better. They look more talented. Down the line, behind the back. Look at even Musetti. Even Musetti was here. Was like, yeah, man, that's a hot shot. Look. Yeah, well done. Well done. I see you.
Dan Evans getting our hot shot of the day. So many big names in action on Wednesday. We got Venus, Pegula, Goff, Djokovic, plus Swiatek and Collins meeting for the second time in less than a week. For more on all the action, we send it back to Cincy with Danny and Prakash.
All right, see you back at our Credit One Bank Tennis Channel desk. P, we've got an electric Wednesday on tap here, and Francis Tiafoe's never gotten a win over Stan Wawrinka, but he's also never played him when he's inside the top 10. Do you think that he can get it done?
Well, on paper, look, you got to look at Francis as the favorite, but Stan's been building some really good momentum here. Stan is into the top 50 in the live rankings right now. On paper, Francis is the favorite. He got that huge win over Griekspoor, which he really needed. Tough to lean each way, whether you go with Francis, the favorite over here, or the kleptomaniac who took our Tennis Channel mug, and I'm cupless
so
over here.
So he stole a cup, but you don't think he's going to steal a win?
Oh, I don't think so. But he's going to enjoy our mug, though.
It's going to be a very exciting Wednesday of action here in Cincinnati. Looking forward to it.
I think that's the second mug that he's taken from us, but we love that. Promote TC, Stan. FanDuel match preview. Francis Tiafoe, the heavy favorite against Stan Wawrinka. As they mentioned, Stan the man, 3-0 against Big Foe. Right now, customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to start making every moment more. Now, every match between these two has gone three sets. And their last five sets, have all been tiebreakers, Chanda. So how do you see this one going?
You know, I think I'm going to give Francis the edge just because of the confidence he has, the way he's been playing, the matches he's gotten through. And the last time they played, it was before Francis kind of became the Francis we're seeing now. That was, you know, over a year ago. And so I think, you know, there's maybe a little bit of the awe factor initially, just the respect level that he probably had for Stan the Man. But he's got to get over that. It's time to get it done. Right here. Come on, Francis.
Yeah, I think back then he was just a big foe in the come up.
Now he's up.
Now he's just a kid from Sierra Leone, and he's got the tones. Are they winning tones tomorrow for Francis Tiafoe, Andy?
There's a lot of question marks right now, actually. I mean, I think he had a decent run in D.C., got stopped surprisingly by Evans in the semis there, and then loses first round to Milos Raonic, who was on the comeback trail last week. In Canada, I do like the surface for Francis. It seems like the ball's getting through the court. He can kind of keep that little kind of check backhand down, keep it out of a Stan strike zone. So I would go with Francis, but listen, with Stan getting bang for his buck there, not a bad bet.
All right, if we show up tomorrow, Andy, we're in the same color again. I'll send you a text. I'll let you know.
Something, anything. Just be thoughtful is all I ask.
Just be thoughtful. I love you, Andy. I love you, Andy. That is all for TC Live tonight. It was a very good day for Americans in Cincinnati. Taylor Fritz getting a nice win. His good pal, Tommy Paul, coming through as well. TP looking to crack the top 10. And how about Sloane Stephens taking out the returning champ? Our coverage from Cincinnati continues after this.